talk you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And thank you for those of you listening. And, of course, for our great contributors today, Deneen Borelli, Dr. Gina Loudon, of course, Travis Barham, and Ari Zolden on this Tuesday. And we've got lots more breaking news each and every day, and hope that you'll stay with us. Earlier today, I was made aware of a brand new video report by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe is the one who filed it. And given that we like to talk about technology, I wanted to highlight this, because if you're a member of the online social media platform called Pinterest, I just want you to know you're being used. If you're a member of Pinterest, which I don't use, I know some people that use them. I think they're all female. But if you happen to be, you need to know of what they are doing. This is why on my Twitter feed I've posted James O'Keefe's latest video. It details with a whistleblower from Pinterest exactly how they went about putting Lila Rose's organization called Live Action, which just advocates for pro-life policy and pro-life efforts in the country, they ended up classifying that as a porn site that needed to be blocked. They were unrelenting to remove that classification until they were basically embarrassed by that threat of story from James O'Keefe going to print. But here's the thing. They still haven't changed their tune. And with Twitter, Facebook, and Google all in recent days admitting that, yeah, they've put a lot of left-wing bias into who they've banned, shadow banned, taken off, etc., it's really puzzling. Because you have so many conservatives and normal, decent people that have been hurt in this process. Meanwhile, people like Louis Farrakhan continue to have their platforms. It's not fair. It's wrong, in fact. And if you're a Pinterest user, you need to know you're being used. Another thing they did is they prevented the words Bible or Christian or any number of other faith-oriented terms from being able to autocomplete within their search tool. Meanwhile, if you use Muslim or Jewish or any number of other things, you're allowed to. So what's with it, Pinterest? Why do you hate Christians? Why are you lying about pro-life groups? And why are you shadow banning people that just believe differently than maybe you do? If that's the case, maybe we don't need to use Pinterest in the private sector. In fact, maybe there's this other thing called Parler that just might be a better alternative. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll talk to you soon.